Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1983, Gerald W. and Emily W. Hocker.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a food vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 9.6 acres, more or less, land lying at the southeast corner of the intersection of Route 17 and Route 26, and being identified more specifically as tax map ID District 134, Map 12, Parcel 330.01. For the benefit of the record, the commission did receive a copy of an exhibit booklet. It was received on March 17 of 2014. It contains a copy of the application form, copy of the deed to the property, a copy of a letter from the Planning and Zoning Department referencing the need for a conditional use, a series of photographs of the mobile vending trailer, a Google map of the site, a Sussex County tax map aerial photograph, a Sussex County tax map depicting the zoning in the area, a site plan, a Delaware Health and Social Services Division of Public Health Food Establishment Permit, suggested proposed findings of fact, and suggested proposed conditions of approval. We did receive comments from two agencies, first one being from DelDOT. They provided a no contention letter on March 13th of 2014. Referencing that the letter is being issued to act as a waiver, thereby permitting the use of the existing entrances, that shrubbery, plantings, trees, and other visual barriers that could obstruct the sight distance of a driver preparing to enter the roadway are prohibited, that if this becomes an issue, it will be the responsibility of the owner to establish a clear sight distance. But if in the future the site changes zoning, ownership, and existing use, or adds a new use that increases the existing ADT, the entrance shall be reevaluated by the department to determine if any improvements are warranted. And that if traffic operational issues are observed, then additional entrance upgrades may be required by the department. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. They were received on March 25 of 2014. They referenced that the site is located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, that wastewater capacity is available, that Ordinance 38 construction will not be required, that the proposed food cart will not be connected to central sewer, and that they also provide additional information about sewer service, that it has not been extended to the parcel at this time, that the county is coordinating with DelDOT and the project has been bid and a contractor identified, that sewer service could become available as early as spring of 2015, that a sanitary sewer lateral is proposed to be installed to each parcel's property line along Route 26, that conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update and Route 26 West Technical Memorandum will be required, that the parcel is in the North Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District and connection to the sewer system is mandatory, that improvements on parcels are required to connect within 1 year of sewer service becoming available, and that a concept plan is not required. Just to clarify that full statement, they're talking about all the businesses on site, not the trailer. We did receive a letter from Harold Dukes Jr., Esquire of Tunnel and Razor Professional Association, and also the owner of the Creative Concepts Building has submitted a letter in support of the application referencing that the applicants have created many jobs in the community, have been great neighbors, that their business premises are always clean and well kept, that their buildings are always well maintained, and that the Hocker family has shown leadership and a genuine concern for their community. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Hutt.
Good evening, and thank you, Mr. Chairman and Planning Commission members. As was just indicated, my name is David Hutt. This evening, I'm representing the applicant, Gerald W. and Emily W. Hocker, here for conditional use application number 1983, which I've dubbed on the exhibit notebook Hocker's Barbecue. Standing to my right is the representative for the owners, Gerald and Emily Hocker's son, Jerry Hocker, and sitting near the back of the room, on your right is Emily Hocker and her son, Greg Hocker.
keeping an eye on you. I guess you figured that. Okay. We'll see how you do.
As Mr. Lank just indicated, this is a conditional use application to use a concession trailer as a food vendor. The good news is that if anybody has questions about how this would operate or what it would look like, you could turn to Exhibit 4 in your notebook, and there are photographs showing exactly what it would look like. The bad news is that this prompted a letter from the Planning and Zoning Office, which is Exhibit 3, asking the Hockers to obtain a conditional use for this activity. And so that's Exhibit number 3 and 4. After receiving the letter, Mr. Hocker contacted me, and we met with the Planning and Zoning Office and then subsequently filed this application. The property is something, before I talk about the property, this falls into, as you probably know, sort of the catch-all provision of the conditional use portion of the C1 zoning classification, which talks about when a commercial use acts more fully through the issuance of a conditional use is what's appropriate. It's a very broad section, and it just says when the purposes of the chapter are best met by the use of the issuance of a conditional use permit. The property is something that I'm sure everyone here is familiar with. It's the at the Hocker store at the intersection of Atlantic Avenue and Roxana Road, which is Route 26 and Route 17. As was stated a moment ago, it consists of 9.6 acres. In the exhibit notebook, you can see the Google Earth aerial overlay, which shows all of the local area surrounding this property, and you can plainly see on there the intersection of Route 17 and Route 26. And then the subsequent exhibit, which is Exhibit 6, is essentially the same aerial overlay, but from the Sussex County's tax website, which shows the tax parcels, so you could break down exactly which parcel it is that we are discussing tonight. The property is zoned C1, as are all of the surrounding properties on both Route 17 and Route 26. This property sort of sits right in the middle of a commercially zoned area. And the Sussex County zoning map showing these commercial areas is Exhibit 7 in your notebook. As was indicated at the outset, this property is owned by the Hocker family. It has been owned by them for more than 30 years. This site is improved by numerous commercial structures. It's used as again, most of you are probably aware, as a grocery store, a hardware store, as a pharmacy, a deli, a car wash, and a gas station, all on this site. All of these uses are shown on the site plan. The site plan is included as Exhibit 8 in the exhibit notebook, but that's a smaller version. There are also the full plot size that were submitted with the application. The proposed use for this site is a barbecue concession trailer. I know the commission has seen other applications like this, and frankly, probably the best way to describe it is simply to look at the pictures that are at Exhibit 4. The food is not actually prepared in the trailer. The food is prepared within the Hocker grocery store or deli, and then this is simply a vending site, a mobile vending site in the parking area. Because of the commercial uses which already exist at this site, there is not going to be a significant change or impact to this commercial area. As you can see on the site plan, there are obviously existing and approved entrances for all of the commercial activity on the site. The letter of no contention from DelDOT confirms that there's no further work that's necessary at this time. Obviously, DelDOT noted that if circumstances change, then that may, obviously, their letter of no contention would change. But as it stands, the mobile vending trailer does not cause a need for any additional entrances or improvements or other adjustments to those. The location of the trailer was chosen. If you look at the site plan, the location of the trailer was chosen as that's one of the better locations so that the trailer and any activities associated with it, the customers coming and going, does not interfere with the traffic pattern and flow and safety within the parking lot. It is sort of neatly tucked away in an area where there are existing curbings, and so the trailer itself is protected. Customers are protected as they go up and order their food, and it also blends in well with the flow of traffic as people move back out to Route 26 or actually go over to Route 17. The concession trailer has already received a license from the Division of Public Health. That is included as an exhibit to your notebook. Not only does the trailer get used at this location, but it travels to other events and activities so that it can vend the barbecue at those other locations. This is a seasonal use, obviously, as many of the uses in this area of the county are. Primarily, it would be weekends on what we call the shoulder seasons, the early months of the beach traffic season, and then during the beach season itself, probably between Memorial Day and Labor Day, it would be a 7-day-a-week activity as needed. The hours of operation are similar to those of other businesses in the area, and that would be 10 to 8, and not all of that is actual operation. Some of that allows for some setup and breakdown time. The refuse and trash from this activity, there's trash cans that are right around the barbecue unit itself, and then the trash each night is taken to the dumpster on site at the facility. Because there's existing commercial uses at this site, there is no need for the creation of parking or lighting or other traffic measures. Mr. Hocker was commenting to me that the most frequent use of this when it's not used as a site for this trailer, as was last summer, was for commuters who would use it as a park and ride, and several people would meet there, park their cars, and then go wherever they were going to go from there. As Mr. Lank indicated, there are proposed findings of fact and proposed conditions for this application that are included in the exhibit notebook, and those reference the hours of operation as well as two signs. The request would be for two signs of the type that get taken down each day, put up when the business is open and then taken down when the business is closed. With the conditions that are proposed that were submitted with the notebook, the applicant submits that this meets that very broad purpose that's in the zoning code for a conditional use of in the C1 zoning district, and that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, and prosperity of the county, and is consistent with both the zoning code, that section of the zoning code, as well as the comprehensive development plan. I'm going to ask Mr. Hocker to confirm that I've accurately described the Hocker barbecue use, proposed use for that site. And if I have, then we will stand ready for any questions that the commission may have. Have I accurately described the application tonight?
Yes, you have. And for the record, I'm Jerry Hocker.
Thank you. All right, then. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Hutt, Mr. Hocker. I do appreciate the exhibit booklet and the pictures. Very helpful. And just to let you know, I believe we've had to do some similar applications like this for some things as small as like a hot dog vending cart outside of Lowe's. Am I correct, Mr. Lank?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. That heard what you said about, you know, getting the letter. So did want to ask you a couple questions, if you would, please. And that would be, do you expect, what type of changes do you expect due to the current Route 26 widening project? I see the streetscape pictures. Is it going to come on your side and cause the trailer to be moved?
No, the Actually, if you were to go down there now, I understand that there is silt fencing that shows sort of what's actually obviously there to protect from any runoff. But no, the Route 26 widening will not cause this portion of Route 26 to extend into the park, the existing parking lot and the location where this trailer is.
I understand that in that section there will not be any sidewalks or...
When our original supermarket was built in 1987, my family had the deed to the state 10 feet of right-of-way. When we filed an application to build a larger supermarket on the same property after conducting business for a number of years, for 12 years, we had to then, in 1999, deed an additional 15 feet of right-of-way to the state.
I see. Right.
So that satisfied for future expansion. That section of the road...
Really? You think so? Okay. We're hoping.
In that section.
But give them another 10 years.
In that section. I think they are going to redo the curbing, but that's it.
And as you indicated, Mr. Smith, there is no sidewalks that are intended for that section of Route 26.
Right. Okay. I do appreciate your tab 11 where you've got spelled out your days and or hours of operation, different things. Did prompt a question or two, and one was about the signage, noting that there is signage for the super center and the deli on site. I guess I'd like to have on the record, either from Mr. Lank or Mr. Robertson, what is the commission's stance on signage for an application like this?
The ordinance only really allows one sign per road frontage for an on-premise activity. So they have two road frontage, so you could have a sign on Route 26, and you could have a sign on Route 17, but it would have to be signage that promotes all the businesses on that property, not just his use. So basically the sign's already there, and they're limited on the size of that sign. It can go up to 200 square foot. If he wants to have additional signage, he has to go to the Board of Adjustment for the additional signage.
And just for clarification, a feather banner type is what, a kite or a feather until it has writing on it, and then it becomes a sign?
Technically not considered a permitted use, and we're still working on ordinances to try to resolve that issue of whether or not we can make them permitted or whatever. They're not technically permitted.
Okay. Thank
ordinance
you.
Years ago had a reference to banners, pennants, that type thing, but it was taken out years ago. So you're limited to the signage that's allowed by the code.
Okay. And I guess a question for Mr. Hutt on the in tab 11, number 6. Are you saying that if you don't get the variance, let's just from the Board of Adjustment, that this conditional use application would be null and void, or you wouldn't pursue it further? I guess what I'm saying is, wouldn't you want the conditional use, if we make a recommendation, council sees, wouldn't you want a conditional use so that if you had to move the trailer back further rather than go through the application process again?
Yes, I mean, this location, I guess it's contingent, this location is contingent, but to your point, if the commission would approve it as a general use subject to a final site plan without the variance application, then yes, I agree with
that point. Yeah, all right. That's all the questions I have. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Ross. I'm just curious. It's a trailer. It's going to be moved in the evenings. Is it permanently going to be parked there?
Permanently parked there.
Okay, no questions.
Okay. Mr. Johnson.
And as I heard earlier a statement about that the trailer's been approved by public health.
Yes.
Is that as a mobile trailer or is that as a stationary trailer?
That is, the permit is actually in the notebook, and it is as a mobile type of operations is mobile.
And does this trailer and the use of it for public health purposes require running water?
There are, I'll let Mr. Hawker speak to that. I asked him that on the way over here, but I'll let him speak to what the what's within the trailer itself that would address that.
Yeah, the trailer itself has cold water storage, has a hot water heater, has wastewater storage, has warmers. There's no cooking facilities in there. Hence, we did not see the need for a hood system.
So how will the trailer be serviced by water and by electric and for disposal of the gray water?
We use our supermarket facilities for that.
So you move the trailer to go dump it?
Yes, we do.
And bring it back?
Yeah.
Okay. But, and what about the electric to it?
The trailer has generator service. However, we also have a 50-amp service, hence the reason for locating it where we did.
So
where the trailer sits, we have a 100-foot cord capable, and we tap into our own 50-amp service.
Is that at the gas pumps or somewhere else?
At a billboard location.
Okay.
That we own.
Thank you. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Burton.
All my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Mr. Lang?
All my questions have been answered also.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
Just one thing for clarification, kind of goes to, I think, Mr. Smith's question, that Mr. Lang, the conditional use, I mean, it covered the whole 9.6-acre parcel, right, the way it was introduced?
Right.
Okay. All right. So it's not tied to this exact specific location. All right. That's a...
The one question was raised if the use was approved, and then they have to go to the Board of Adjustment for a variance. The variance they're requesting is for the setback location. So if the Board of Adjustment denied the request, they could come back to the commission with a site plan to relocate the unit somewhere else on the property.
I was more concerned that the ordinance was introduced with a legal description that tied it right to this location.
It's,
but
the,
it's
whole property.
Yeah.
The whole piece. So it really could go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right then.
That's all I had. Thank you.
Is that it? Okay. Thank you. All right then, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1983, Gerald W. and Emily W. Hocker? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1983? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.